Hey there, and welcome back to ASM Sakai. And today, before we start off anything, we all want to give our shout out and tribute to the greatest, probably, manga writer, creator of all time, because his tree of success and people he has actually inspired to be the writers, we couldn't have honestly done it without him, including video games. His influence was throughout the entire anime industry, probably single-handedly made what anime is right now. So to Akira Toriyama, it's crazy. 68 years old, but you know what?
Too young.
Thank you. But you know what? Thank you for an epic childhood. It helped give us so many more. Naruto, Fairy Tail, Black Clover, One Piece. I mean, Spy Family. There's so many people that just inspired, because at one time they were all kids in the 80s reading Dragon Ball when it first came out weekly. And even though anime existed before that, I think we all have talked about this, and we all have agreed that Dragon Ball Z probably had the biggest influence in the big three and anime in any aspect. Like, the as crazy and storyless it could be, it is still in its own tier.
If you focus just on one franchise, there isn't a handful that has been more impactful than Dragon Ball. Like, in any medium, right? Like, in terms of entertainment, there isn't a single thing. Like, Dragon Ball is, you know, like, it's everything in so many other countries. Not even just Japan, right? Like, it's internationally. And if anything, even the United States is probably not as big as it is in other countries, right? Like, other countries find Dragon Ball it to be even more influential than it is for us. And the impact it has on all these other shows that we love, you know, like, I was watching Dragon Ball, the original, the first, I'm up to like episode 20. And you're watching like Goku use Janken as the initial fighting style, which, you know, like, Hunter x Hunter is one of my favorite. And, you know, it's, you got a spiky black haired kid that uses Janken as his fighting style, right? Like, it's like, we know where that came from. Like, obviously, Junkin is a, you know, martial art that has existed in the past. But, like, you could just go down the line from One Piece, like, the whole panty joke is obviously coming from Oolong, you know, in the first arc, just jokingly, the comedy of perviness. It definitely gets it from Dragon Ball. And you could just go down, like, all the major, you know, series, the shonen nowadays, which then, you know, maybe some are not directly influenced, but thanks to the success of Dragon Ball and then the big three in the United States, so many shows nowadays gets opportunity that I don't think you would have gotten otherwise, you know? We all call it the Godfather. I think there's a lot of argument between, like, which one's the GOAT, but I think everybody kind of agrees, like, the Dragon Ball is the godfather of anime that is now global.
100%. 100%. Yeah. I think there's so many spin-offs, and we all love it.
I mean, Dragon Ball started me off in anime, man. That was, like, the beginning of everything. The whole power-up structure, Dragon Ball started it. Like, every anime picked it up. Naruto, Bleach. The whole power-up came from pretty much Dragon Ball.
Even One Piece now has the whole aura that Dragon Ball started. Mm-hmm.
Like, for God's sake, I got Vegeta on top of my head. You know, like, it's as much as I hate the fact that Vegeta was not his favorite character, but, you know, he did give us a game. I'll take it.
Vegeta's a close second.
Yeah, but, you know, it was heavy, man. It was heavy. Like, for some reason, I mean, not like we spoke about Akira Toriyama that much, right? We barely spoke.
We all had the same impact.
But the fact that the creator of Dragon Ball is gone, you know, it felt heavy. When I found out, I'm like, you know, I messaged you guys right away, and I was like, shit. Like, you know, we have grown up watching Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Super, GT, Evolution, Heroes. Fuck, we have seen everything that has to do with Dragon Ball.
Bro, like we all tried to turn Super Saiyan in the shower. We did Kamehameha. We tried everything. Destruction disc.
And that got started with everything. Like every anime that came out. Like Dragon Ball was the origin, the OG, the original one. You know, it's a sad day, but the legends.
Yeah, I think we should cherish his work and the impact that he had on the fucking global industry, right?
Like, it shows right now in anime. It shows like there's such a huge impact, and I think his death has really opened an eye on like the whole world, like especially them going like, "Oh shit, this guy was massive."
Yeah, and you know what's crazy about is, as old as Dragon Ball is, right? It's the 80s manga, and the animation comes in late 80s. 84. It's fascinating how inclusive, like, overall everything is. Like, it's like East meets the West, the country meets the city. Like, even now, like, when you think about capsule technology, I don't know if you guys ever thought of this. That's still one of the most high-tech cool shit to this day, right? Like, capsule technology.
Bulma is still considered one of the smartest people in anime.
Yeah, smartest anime, one of the best female characters. Like, you know,
definitely.
Yeah, right? Like fucking super genius, like right off the bat. Like, it's just a fascinating
bro.
And it captures so
the prince of all Saiyans. tamed for the capital tamed, T.
Yeah.
And bro, you know where else battle with a god over her.
Yeah.
Well, and then think about and that part is like the woman empowerment there, but like another funny part about it is when you consider anime and cartoons in general, it's not fitness related, right? That's also like another whole area that it influenced. Like, how many people are trying to be like Goku or Vegeta working out in the gym? You know, like
millions.
Like, millions. Yeah, you know, how many? Like,
probably
how
many things, you know what? Billions. It's a capital B.
I've seen shirts that say "Train Insane," like saying
exactly. Like, how many times?
Or really Krillin.
Yeah.
Like, when we talk about sports, when you transcend your profession, that's when you know your greatness, right? Like, Michael Jordan went more than basketball, and I just find
He wasn't good in baseball, so.
No, but, like, he's popular outside basketball, right? People who doesn't watch basketball knows about it, and Akira Toriyama is exactly that. It's not just anime or manga.
I think it's bigger than Michael Jordan, just being honest.
Right, like if you look at the soccer games in Europe, you'll see Dragon Ball, you see fitness workout, like, you know, the funny memes, like, what is, you know, the girls on the front, and like they're like, what are the boys are thinking about right now? It's like, trying to become a fucking Super Saiyan, that's what we're trying to be.
100%.
You know?
100%.
Yeah, and that's when you know, like, greatness, right? Like, you just transcend beyond just manga and anime, or, you know, your specific thing. It just
it's a sad day for anime community. Yeah. It's a sad day for us anime watchers. And the legend remains. He left his legacy behind, which is Dragon Ball, and we could always go back and rewrite. And we still have Toyotaro.
I'm gonna rewatch it again. I have to rewatch it.
I am on episode 20. I got my pizza, beer. I started watching it this week.
One time I tried watching it with my daughters, but I forgot that early on, Goku already shows his penis.
Yeah.
He shows it.
Just right that.
In episode one, he just shows his penis. So
scenes that's probably.
I know. Back then, there was no censor, but shout out to the official Godfather. May you rest in peace. Thank you for everything. Thank you for all everything you have. Strictly speaking, our childhood would not have been this great. Probably this podcast wouldn't have existed if it wasn't for him. Like, I really think
that too wouldn't have happened. Nothing would have happened.
Exactly.
It'd have been too early, right? No, maybe in 30 years from now, Naruto, right? Like,
fairy tale.
Definitely not One Piece.
None of these epic
Gintama
stories.
Nothing
would have happened. Yeah. So rest in peace. Thank you for your greatness, and hope we can create more epic stories that you're proud of. So with that being said, let's start on with our favorite episode of this week. I think it's unanimous, and I'm just gonna say it: that next week might be a 10, so this week's rating might be lower because I have to expect next week's rating.
You beat me to it. Yes. You beat me to it. Damn it. You beat me to it.
Before we even get started, this week is a fucking 10 out of 10. I don't give a fuck. It's a fucking solid 10. I don't give a fuck. I was so hyped. I was so fucking hyped. What a fucking show.
Yo, can I say something? So it was like, there was so much happening in the beginning, right? And I'm just like so overwhelmed and I'm just like anxious and I'm like, oh, I hope it doesn't end with a cliffhanger. I hope it doesn't. I pressed pause and it was only 8 minutes in. I was like, oh, holy shit. There was so much and happening. That's what
I'm telling you guys. Like, the last week's episode was meh for me. It didn't do anything. I wasn't even comparing.
I think because we were expecting it to happen and you guys enjoyed
last week because you were like, oh, it's tactical. I was like, whatever.
Great. Last week was great, and then this week is better.
There was no fighting. I didn't like any of it.
Next week might be a 10. Maybe the week after that might be a 10.
No,
so
my thing was, the last week was just tactical. There was no fighting. There was just very, like, limited. They blocked him. What the fuck was that about? This week.
I agree with you. I don't agree in the sense that
last week was only tactical. Like, I thought that's fine too, right?
No, I
want to see my boy. And just to talk about the episode, because we haven't gotten into it, I've already given my rating 10 out of 10. Fucking 10 out of 10. 11 out of 10. Bro, what a fucking goddamn episode, yo. You see all the threes, right? You see our boy Shin. You see the vice captain. And you see our tactician. All of them fucking going ham, right? You see our... Yo, for a second, I was like... He's gonna escape, and that's it.
This episode definitely kept you on the toes.
And then they kept talking about Shin too. Like, they see it. Like, even the guy that blocked Quin Chi was like, "We never expected Shin to be this strong."
Shin was on another level.
And I've even Quin Chi was like, "Last time I saw you, you weren't that big. Where the fuck did this greatness come from?" Right?
When he told his people. He like, don't look at anything. Watch my back. I was just like, I love you so much.
That was a fucking episode. the last week episode was missing that it factor, right? The fucking morale booster, this and that. This week, the vice captain took a W.
Listen. Last week was a 10. This week is 100. Okay, let's be fair. Last week was a
fucking 7 or something. Get the fuck out of here.
Let's be fair. Last week was a 10. This week is 100. We can keep it at that. I think it's even.
10 out of 10. You don't fucking upgrade your fucking scale. That's not how it works.
This episode was out of... And I did not expect it to be this... Absolutely. This,
like, it is by far... Because you see... Well, you see two elements. You see everyone sort of... seeing the vice captain be like, holy fuck, who the fuck is it? Is it even human?
She held her own, yo. Woo! Holy shit.
And she was hurt on top of it.
She killed Lou Dort.
She says to 10, be like, you know, as a tactician, you need about 4 or 5 years. And Shin goes, nah, not gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. We're fucking gonna take it now.
Shin was massive and holding the knife and the blue aura, and he's like, amazing. How are you so great?
And how did you get to be so great? I've been watching you. And even one thing I did pick up was even Quinn's general. What's his name? Huan what?
Which one? He's talking about
Riboku. Riboku.
Yeah.
The main guy, right? The main bad guy.
Even for the main guy, they said he didn't expect it. He didn't expect Shin to to go in and take him out, bro. What a moment. What a fucking moment.
Oh, are you talking the Shin side? Is Kanki on? Oh, Kanki.
Kanki doesn't know yet.
Kanki was not expecting anything of this sort. No, but
yeah, Kanki.
In the commentary, wasn't expecting anything because he didn't plan for it.
Well, yep. Kanki didn't know the outcome.
Remember, we were talking about this last week. And I Well, no, I was proven wrong. I was proven wrong.
You said that. Of course, you're proven wrong. Like always. Yeah. You're fucking the worst in like forecasting.
I'm the fucking one who just said that Shin is the one who's gonna get it, and you're like,
you were the worst. Somebody else. Is... All of this. What is fucking that? Kanki's planning it, and you're like, nope. Kanki's not planning shit. He's like, Kanki's planning all this.
The one thing I got wrong. Oh, nah, he's everything
fucking wrong.
This, yeah. Okay, it says the guy that knows no one's name. Okay,
so let's go. Better shit.
So, okay.
Oh my god, you guys are crazy.
The best episode of the season so far. No. I can't actually, wait till the news.
I would actually put it top five of all of Kingdom season.
Ooh, top five.
Why not? Of course. I think so. His speech was legendary.
Bro, what a speech.
I was on my toes the whole time when he grabbed his wife at the end and he escaped.
Oh, let's talk about that shit. Yo, he just kept looking. He knew too. Like, and that's the moment. This episode did not only have Shin. It had the vice captain. It had the captain. And after they were running away, Shin didn't move. He just kept looking.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't move, and my man came, bro. What a fucking
And then he goes, I took a big person's head. I can't wait till the news goes around that Shin single-handedly, well, not single, but his unit, just stopped the whole war. They won the war.
So far, because we still have the other.
Well, they won the battle. They won the war.
He took the main general's head, for God's sake.
That's equivalent to winning. That's the king of the whole thing in chess.
We gotta talk about how far this kid has gotten. Like, holy shit.
I mean, but we've been watching since 2012, bro. So, like, and he's old. And he's
Season five. Season five, man.
This kid has gotten so epic. Straight up. Like,
remember in season four, when they reintroduced them, they were already massive pillars.
Yep.
Like, they already showed it. Now he's going to be able to hold his freaking spear.
Glaive.
I'm waiting for that moment. I think the moment that he might easily maneuver it would be the moment when you're like, all right.
I think he could do it now. I think he has the strength to do it now.
He could hold it now, and he could play with it, but he's not, like, really, really good at it. But, episode.
You know what's crazy? The dude he killed already is a commander at his age, and he was on path to be the three greatest for Zhao.
Yep.
Yeah.
He killed him. This dude is already going to be...
I want to see people's reaction when they find out that...
Yes, I'm waiting for the king goes... King finds out and goes, oh...
I don't usually watch episodes twice or three times or anything like that because I'm like, it's a waste of time. I would definitely watch this episode again. It was that fucking good. You're on mute, Moto. I can't hear you.
I'm just saying, he purposely said that because he's surprised by your...
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I watched seasons again, like Hunter, I've seen like 2-3 times and stuff like that. But I don't usually watch episodes, rewatch them. Like Dragon Ball.
You gotta be Amy's 8 to be rewatched.
Absolutely. And this episode deserved a fucking rewatch. It was so fucking.
So is it a 10?
10 out of fucking 10. I'll repeat it again. 10 out
you,
of.
You sure it's at 9.5? Not 9.5?
If the scale went higher,
you sure next week's not gonna be better? You don't wanna like wait for next week?
This week, this motherfucking episode broke the scale. It did. The next week's episode's called.
I'm gonna let him have it. I'm gonna let him have it
because
it
is or something like that or some bullshit like that. I don't give a fuck.
In an instance.
Last week's episode, meh, like I said, nothing to it. This week's episode, 10 out of 10.
Last week's episode was good. Last week's episode was good.
Nothing last. First of all, they blocked our boy. And that's it.
Whatever it is, this is an like we said last week, it's an incredible season.
Amazing. Is
finding ways to stay incredible. And it was this. I think this was probably the most epic episode in the longest time for Kingdom because it kept me on.
You
the
think
toe.
So? Last season, when the king.
Bro, it kept King's me speech, on the edge.
The king's speech was still top.
The king's speech was epic. He made me want to follow him and fight for him. There's a difference. This episode, I legit was anxiety and anxious the whole time. Like, you know it's going to happen, but it kept on being like this pull, this tug of war moments. And like Amy was saying, you're like, what if he escapes? And I was like, oh man, I don't want to wait for one more episode.
I did the same thing. I checked the timer. I'm like, how much time do we have fucking
left? There was so much time. It was so much happening. And it was so well done. Pacing, incredible. Yeah, music, incredible. Visual, incredible. Fights, incredible. Drama, incredible. It was a perfect episode.
It was a perfect episode. Hands down. I have nothing more to say. I think I've said enough. 10 out of 10.
Yes. Akira would be proud.
Was that?
I said Akira would be proud.
Yeah, definitely. Anything else?
Go ahead, what's your score?
Oh, perfect. It's fucking a perfect fucking thing.
Hey, bro, this is fucking 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm like, my dick has never been this hard before. It was literally that. It was such an incredible episode.
Top rated, it was, top episode. Yeah, easy for me.
It's definitely the best season, best episode of the season. You know, it's great to see the Shane's growth.
But
I love the respect he's getting from there.
Best of the week is debatable because Frieren dropped a fucking bomb too, bro.
Frieren was fucking nuts.
What up to you guys?
I'm not caught up to you guys.
And Frieren.
I know, that's all you gotta say is, I think it's episode 26.
Six. Yeah. That went off. That popped up.
This two episodes are the same. Friday, then Saturday. I think they're both different.
But I will stick with Kingdom, and for me, Kingdom is a 10 out of 10, A plus, even easy. Beyond A plus plus, whatever the fuck you want to give it. Banging
episode. I think
nothing more to say.
Episode by episode review, I think that's the best you could do. 10 out of 10. I like the Freedom episode better, though. I want to be clear, but I don't want to
detect. That's a different conversation. Have you checked out Kingdom? Please do. You are going to be happy and truly top 5 anime in every aspect. You could call it number 1 and I will not argue with you. That's how freaking good it is. Like and subscribe, check it out, comment below. What do you think? Our boy Shin is going to the top. We're following the journey. We'll be back later with Kingdom. Peace out.
Peace.
It's a long one.